the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past and over o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein, Jr., Mark Davila.
And this is Movie TV Cynics.
Yeah.
Netflix reviews.
Yeah, it is.
Hulu reviews.
Yahoo Every reviews. Kind of review you can think of.
We review things you can watch.
Book review. Remember we used to do bookworms? Remember that we used to review books?
That was never serious, though. That was just like...
We still reviewed... Well, actually, we didn't read the books.
Yeah, we just reviewed...
I reviewed the excerpt that we read.
Yeah.
And it's still good. We do it all. So what'd you watch this week?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing really.
Well,
actually, I have something I can talk about, but I watched it last week. But
all right. You want to? Did you want to talk about it or?
Well,
I'll tell you what. You ponder. You ponder.
First. You go first.
Me, I saw this piece of shit movie called Extraterrestrials, or is it Extraterrestrial?
E.T.
No.
Not the one with the boy.
No, that's just E.T. I know it stood for that, but that wasn't it. It was another alien movie. This, you know, group of young people, they're at a cabin.
Cabin in the woods.
And aliens come down and start, you know, killing them off. It's pretty shitty.
What are the chances that an alien could find some kids in a cabin somewhere?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No, they're not. You would go to a more populated area if they want to kill
people. No. In this movie... the government, it's like the government knows about it. They know they have a treaty with the aliens.
You can kill people, but the only young kids.
No. Look, you do what you want. Michael Ironside is in it, and he explains it. He's like a conspiracy nut, and he's like, he explains how there's some people who believe that the government has a treaty with the aliens, where they kind of just let the aliens, like, listen, you go about, do what you want to do, grab up whoever we want to grab, and do your thing, and, you know, you'll leave the higher-ups alone, and, you know, we'll all be happy. So, at the end, it kind of, like, played out, like, it was, I'll just give the spoiler, because who gives a fuck, the movie was horrible.
Where'd you watch it on?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
At the end, a couple of people actually survived the whole alien thing, and then once they came... like out of the woods, the army was there. They're like, oh great, hey, hooray, army. Then the army killed them because obviously the treaty thing was real, and so, you know, they couldn't let people out and about with the you know, spreading the knowledge of the aliens. It was pretty bad. It's just what you figure, you know. Pretty everything was cliche, and
probably not as bad as that time I watched the fake Battle of Los Angeles and got like 30 like almost halfway through going, what the fuck? I thought this was like a major motion picture.
Yeah, like, it was, I had the same name, so it fooled you because, like, there was like an actual movie called Battle of Los Angeles came out, and then I noticed on Netflix, like, a month after the movie came out, like, Battle of Los Angeles? Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Like, man, that just came out. It's on Netflix already?
Yeah.
And then when I looked at the description, it said, like, you know, mock something, you know, like it said that it, yeah, apparently you didn't read it well enough.
Yeah, well,
I didn't fall for it.
I have a learning disability, but it's only comprehension.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that. That's fine
to quote our friend Kimberly.
Yeah, but pretty bad. I recommend not watching it. Don't waste your time. The other thing that I saw was, it was a documentary called Love Me, and let me tell you something, I was cracking up during a lot of it.
A comedy documentary?
No. Just funny to me. I don't think it was intentionally funny. It is about mail order brides, mostly from Russia. And I was just laughing at the pathetic guys because it is just so sad. They might as well have called this documentary Mutants with Money, because that's all it is. Guys who just can't function in society. Like, you can't meet a normal woman just because, you know, like, you're a fucking mutant. You're ugly and you have a horrible personality and you just can't be around people. But you make a pretty good living. So this is what you do. And now on the other side of it, you have the chicks. They live in piece of shit Ukraine. And some of them will be like, listen, I will fucking, I don't care. I will fuck this dude. I'll marry this guy. Get me the fuck out of here.
How much does it cost for one of them?
It's not really, well, I'll break the whole thing down. And then you had other chicks who were just scamming the guys, kind of like stringing them along. And then when the guys come over there for their trips to meet, they're asking them for money. And then you have the police asking the guys, from like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is her bookie here, and she owes him money. And if she doesn't pay up for this $4,000, I'm gonna have to take her away. And he's like, oh, no, I don't have $4,000. Well, how much you got? I got like $200. All right, we'll take that. And like shit like that. A lot of people getting scammed, and they go through this service, this internet service that sets you up with the chicks, and each email is $10 by itself. For every message you send, it's $10. Like, back and forth. Like, if we, you know, chat all night, $10 per.
$10? That's line. A lot of money.
Yeah. And then, you want to add a picture onto that? You got to pay more. You want to, because you need the service. You can't get in touch with these girls without them. It's a total fucking scam. And it's just so pathetic, because these guys, it's just fucking sad. You know, they can't meet anyone. You know, they're fucking monsters. But, you know, they make a good living. They set up, like, trips. I think for, like, $12,000, you'll go to Russia, and they'll have, like, mixers where you meet all the girls, and, you know, it's like a club. You're dancing, having a great time. I was just laughing how sad they were.
So you recommend that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Love Me. That's not the name of it. I just want you to look.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Wow, you're watching a lot of Netflix this
week. Yeah, yeah. It's actually today. Because I knew we were going to watch it. We have to talk about something, so I better watch something. Yesterday I watched a shitty extraterrestrial. Today I watched this.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good for you doing your homework.
I know. It's like, I gotta fucking watch something. So I start scrolling. I would recommend it, though, because it's funny. One dude, this is an Australian guy. And the thing is, there are some smoking hot chicks in Russia, like really hot, and they have no options over there. It's shit over there. Like, a lot of the guys, like a majority of the guys are alcoholics, and they just want to get out of that fucking country. It's like you can't get a good guy here, but maybe they want to start a family. So, like, fuck it. Your standards go way the fuck down if you can get me out of this place. So, I mean, there are a few guys who meet the girls, bring them back, and get married. And, you know, who knows, who's to say 10 years from now what's going to happen. But, you know, for the present, they're doing all right. You know, maybe it'll last. Maybe the chicks will just be happy. It's like, listen, coming from where I came from? So what? I got to fuck this dude. This is fucking paradise. You know, maybe it'll work out. There's this one guy from Australia, though, but obviously, oh my God, just a fucking... I don't even know. Just a little fucking ghoul. This old man. And this chick was, like, extremely attractive. And he went down there, and somebody was giving him the heads up. He got an anonymous email. It's like, listen, do not trust this girl. She will not marry you. She's going to string you along and use you for your money. And he did not believe it. He showed her the email. She said, no, 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 no. So that kind of forced her hand into actually marrying him. So she married him down there. But then after that, she just didn't talk to him anymore. And then he still went to Russia again to confront her. It was pretty sad. It was like really fucking sad. Really pathetic. But the guy who runs this business, fucking genius. Because, I mean, he found where the money was. There's plenty of loser dudes with cash.
So we should move to Russia and run one of these companies?
No. The company's here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, how's he find girls in Russia?
I mean, he has like, you know, satellites of the business, you know, all over the world. But, like, you know, he lives, like, you know, in America. I think you just travel. You know, you just set shit up. But, I mean, like I said, really smart. Because you could fucking bilk these guys. And there's beautiful girls. You go on the website, all you see are pictures of fucking models. That is it. And, like, these fucking monsters, like, ooh, this one, I want this one. And then guess what? Nothing happens. And then they're like, well, you know, try again. Meanwhile, for the month, I paid $10,000 because that's just in emails. It's some fucking racket.
What's the movie called again?
Love Me. Why don't you love me?
I forget.
All right, what'd you say?
Well, I just want to recommend quickly the Kurt Cobain documentary, Montage of Heck. If you're a fan of Nirvana, it's a brilliant documentary. It's available on HBO Go, I believe.
Which I'm not.
Well, yeah, you don't care. But it was really good. They use a lot of... It's all clips of him, because what he did was, to Kurt Cobain, he used to just press record, and then he just record all day of him just sitting like... The producer of the movie said that he had hours of just listening to him watch TV.
What did he watch?
I don't know, he didn't say.
I wonder what kind of programming he liked.
Probably whatever was ever on. Maybe probably didn't have cable. I don't know.
You never know. Like, he might have had his favorite show. Might have been, like, you know, Downton Abbey or something.
Well, I don't think he was alive when that was on.
I don't know.
But he
Sesame Street.
Like, at one point, he was living with his girlfriend, and they showed him, like...
Was it Courtney Love?
Like, they animated some of the tapes, and he just, like, hello? Oh, no, she's at work. Okay, see you later. Like, it was just something, like, just mundane stuff with famous people. It's kind of interesting.
I mean, it's interesting just because they're famous. You want to watch me answer the phone?
Yeah, I would.
Hello? No. Plus, I don't answer the phone.
You know what's funny? I do enjoy watching, like, people. Like, I was at the park a couple weeks ago. And there was this little lake and, like, a... what do you call it? Like a dock to fish off and everything. And there was a picnic table. And there was, like, a family there. And I was just... like a creep... I was just watching the family.
Just jerking it. Just watching.
No, but I just... I love watching the dynamics.
It felt so good.
The dynamics of people. Like, you know, how they greet people when they come up and how everyone reacts to each other.
Hey,
and
it's you!
I probably would be really into... anthropology. Because I'm really into that sort of thing.
Yeah, man. I took so many anthropology classes.
Wow, that was your favorite slacker course.
How's that a slacker course?
Slacker course.
It's not like I didn't do work. Anthropology is a legitimate field, you know?
I know. I said I want to be one of
those. Yeah, so why am I taking multiple anthropology classes considered slacking?
I think it's one of those fields that you can... Like, how do you even get a job in that?
I don't know.
And you have to go to, like, third world countries and, like...
You know what it is? Just, I think, like, you have to work people out of a university.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, like, freelance anthropologists.
Yeah. And you're spending a lot of time... Like, you're not being an anthropologist in America, which... That's what I want to do.
I'm an amateur anthropologist.
Why couldn't... Watching this stuff is fascinating. How families react to each other and stuff.
Listen, I set up toilet cams. Well, and that's what I do. I'm an anthropologist. I need to know.
As usual,
the diameter of your anus. Everyone's different.
As usual, you take things too far.
No, you don't know.
To end the show, I have some news for you. This is a look at what's coming out in the summer of 2015, which is coming up. May 6th, which was a couple weeks ago, I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story.
Wow. She's Big Bird.
He's Big Bird. You know what's funny?
His name's Carol?
I always thought Big Bird was a lady, but the guy who plays Big Bird's name has got a girl's name.
Sally.
Carol. We just went through this.
I know. Is it a documentary?
I don't know. On May 8th, a movie called Brave Town is coming out. A jaded teenage dance club DJ in New York receives cruel and unusual punishment for a minor drug infraction. He's banished to a small town in North Dakota.
Where they don't like music. Is it going to be like Flashdance? Not Flashdance. Footloose?
Where he must stay with his estranged father and undergo counseling. That sounds like a really, you know...
It's like a movie I wouldn't see?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it does sound like.
The other big movie coming out this summer is Maggie, which stars Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a zombie flick. Yeah, that
Midwestern
I've heard
about. Farm. He's a Midwestern farmer with an Austrian accent, of course. Why can
I've been in this country for 18. I grew up here. My father grew up here.
All right, my grandfather farmed this land.
How the hell did he not learn how to get rid of the accent?
I know, and we all just have to pretend. Like, you're an eighth generation farmer from Kansas, but you still sound like that?
Come here, Maggie.
Also coming out...
My daughter's a zombie.
What's coming out?
Also coming... Did that come out yet already?
Maggie? No, not yet.
Also coming out is Noble, which is a hilarious comedy about Deidre O'Kane, stars in the true story of Christine Noble, who grew up slum poor, motherless, institutionalized, and homeless in Ireland.
Sounds pretty funny, I guess.
I just added the comedy part. Uh-oh. So, how about this?
A lot of movies I'm not watching so far.
Yeah, well, you know that's all they do is make shitty movies.
Oh, there's one movie that's out now. I can't remember the name, but I
like... Mad Max.
I like... Well, that's out now, yeah. But I like the premise of it. I don't know how Mad Max is going to be. I don't know.
Oh, everyone's so excited about it. I don't even get it.
I mean, I like the Mad... I liked some of the Mad Max movies. You know, I enjoyed them. But I don't know if this is going to be good. We'll see. But it's a... This movie is about this chick who just doesn't age. Which I enjoy stuff like that. Like she's been alive for like 80 years, but she still looks 29.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You saw the movie?
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, I like shit like that, because it's almost like time traveling.
A movie that Mark told me about, Time Lapse, which is about it's a science fiction thriller where three roommates discover a device that takes photographs 24 hours into the future.
Yeah, I did tell you about it.
Mm-hmm. But disturbing things begin to happen.
It's not really so disturbing. I saw the previews. Pretty, I mean, you kind of expect
it. Well, you don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, the Poltergeist remake is coming out, which is bullshit. Yeah, fucking reboot. Yeah, we don't need that.
A lot of shit coming out. There's some more reboots, too. Oh, wait, I saw the preview for Gem.
Is that coming out?
Fucking Gem, the cartoon. Yeah, it is coming out. Live action. There is no supercomputer, okay? Because the cartoon Gem, she was like, you know, a superhero and a rock star. In this one, this chick is just a rock star, and there's no supercomputers. I don't really think... She's not solving crimes or doing any of that shit.
Is this going to be like Josie and the Pussycats movie that came out a while back?
I don't think so. It's more about...
Okay. Let's make sure we're offering the best loan rates. Okay. And none of those hidden fees.
Where is that coming from?
Cornerstone. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, man, that's why I get for leaving the volume.
Yeah,
volume.
I know.
There's some random ad playing.
Anyway, Gem looks like a piece of shit. It's just all about, you know, you don't forget where you came from, and, you know, the girl kind of lost her way, and blah, blah, blah. You got to stick together with your friends.
Yeah, enough about
and,
that.
You know, piece of shit.
Tomorrowland, starring George Clooney, comes out, where it seems like kind of interesting.
It kind of does. It might actually be good.
Do they explore another dimension or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
And the movie,
I'll give that a go.
The movie that I'm totally not looking forward to, looks like total shit, is the San Andreas.
Yeah, I mean, another disaster flick.
I hope this doesn't. I hope it doesn't do good, because then, if this movie does well, then all of a sudden you're going to see a whole big.
No, they're already making them. You know that's how it works. They don't wait to see how it did. They knew this movie was coming out, so they. It's already like, they're already like halfway made, or maybe done already, and they're just kind of waiting. That's not how it works.
And by the way, speaking of TV.
TV?
What? Well, I have the ABC. We could probably get it in the next few weeks, we'll get into the other networks. But ABC released all their fall new shows, and they included The Catch, where it's a thriller. Dr. Ken, the guy from Hangover, who was nude. He's got a movie, a show coming out.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
But the big news for ABC is that The Muppets is coming back.
Kermit the Frog here.
Which, is that necessary at all?
I know. Is that, everyone's asking for The Muppets.
Kermit! I'm gonna fuck you, Miss Piggy.
Okay, Kermit.
Yeah. The Real O'Neills, a fresh take on a seemingly perfect Catholic family whose lives take an unexpected turn when surprising truths are revealed. Instead of ruining their family, the honesty triggers
brings them together.
Messier chapter.
Oh, you know what? You're just trying to bring up, like, a fucking revamped Seventh Heaven. That's all. You want to make a more modern one.
And the best show coming out this fall, a remake of Uncle Buck.
With black people.
With black people.
Wow.
Sorry, Mike Epps.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't see that coming.
And by the way, they already
We didn't have the Honeymooners or anything, did we?
They already made Uncle Buck TV with Kevin Meaney starring. And that was shit. Yeah, remember that?
Well, this will be shit too, so it'll fit.
Yeah. I mean, The Odd Couple got renewed for some reason.
Never heard of that.
The new Odd Couple.
I had no idea that even existed.
The guy from Friends.
Yeah, news to me.
Yeah, well.
Everything's shit. Congratulations.
All right.
Anyway, HotShowWithSkids.com. Don't watch anything. I mean, good shit is just so... It's just so rare. You find anything good, really just talk about it. Put it out there. Because, I mean, I don't know, like 95% of stuff is horrible.
Well, you can watch Love Me.
Yeah, watch Love Me because it's funny. Because everyone's so pathetic. Anyway, HotShowWithSkids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend, please. Dear, I fear we're facing a problem.